Yes, it's been a few hours, sister. I'm not sure. He was already passed out in front of the door. Don't worry. I'm giving him the best treatment we have on hand right now. All right. Leave the food on the table, please. Thank you, sister. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night. Oh, so you've awoken, dear. How are you feeling? Here, have a sip of water. You must be parched. Better? Good. Just as you heard before, I don't know how you got here either. However, after rummaging all your belongings, it seems you've been trying to find us for the longest time. You've been meaning to join us, haven't you? The place of salvation. The place of worship. The one religion that is not like any other. You see, our religion heavily relies on the best part on a woman's body. And you're laying on it right now. That's right. The thighs. The almighty thighs that changes the lives of men like you. Us sisters here train our thighs, thickening them up a bit, making them as pillowy as we can, just to provide the best treatments for our beloved men. And ever since you got here, I've been giving you the best treatment I could provide. However, we haven't done too much. Just because a few steps need you to be awake for. Luckily, I was able to heal you with my lap pillow. And even though my thighs are the best of the best, your injuries are way too severe and may need the ultimate thigh treatment. So, what do you say? Would you like to proceed? It's not like any other treatment. We aren't your typical nuns, your typical healers, may I add? In our thigh religion, we believe thighs heal all. Injuries, diseases, illnesses, literally anything. And after this, if you feel like the thigh religion is a religion you wish to join, you're free to do so. And it'll make me and my thighs really happy to see you around. I can even give you private treatments if you'd like. With thighs like these, I can't just do nothing with them, can I? They're just so ready to have your face pressed in them, between them, in the most suspicious area possible. Oh, thinking about it is making me really antsy. Oh, right. You haven't eaten in a while. Shall I feed you? We might as well heal you while you eat. And since it's not good for you to eat while laying down, how about you sit on the floor with your back on the bed, and I'll sit on the edge, spread my legs apart, place your head between them, and then press my thighs together so your head is squished like this. Now, it may be a bit hard for you to hear me properly, because my thighs are muffling your ears. But it shouldn't be too much, right? Not if you can hear me. Good boy. Now let's see what the other sisters prepared for you. Oh, Thyrita pizza. Chicken thaizarai, thairamisu, ooh, and even a thainana split. I promise you, these are the most delicious things on the menu. No, we're not a restaurant, but we're really good cooks. Just in case we stumble upon men like you who are looking for answers, a new life, or to find a new religion that they can personally connect to. Come on, say, yummy, right? Oh my gosh, I totally forgot to introduce myself. My apologies, my boy. You may refer to me as Mommy Ian, okay? Not just Ian. Not just Mommy. Mommy Ian. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Say it again for me, darling. So good. I could listen to you do it all day. That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Oh, but I must focus on treating you, my dear. Come on, another bite for Mommy. Say, good boy. You're really adorable, you know that? The way you open your mouth and chew on your food is just so cute. Aww, there you go again. Oh, are you feeling full now? Oh, my good boy. You did so good, okay? It's okay. We can save this for later. But now, it's time for the last treatment. Oh, honey, no. Just 'cause it's the last treatment doesn't mean I'm going to kick you out. I'm sorry, I should have specified. It's the last treatment for today. If I give you any more thigh treatment after the last one? There's this thing, you see, where men get thigh crazy. They suffer from withdrawals like drugs. And I wouldn't want you to get so delirious. Even though it might be really adorable to see. Alright, get up for a bit for me. Okay, so this last position might be a little intense for the normal guy, but I believe you'll be able to make it through. You will just be a little uncomfortable, but as soon as you fall asleep, the thighs will do all the work for you. Okay? Good. Now I'm going to lay on the bed on my back, propping up a pillow behind me, so I'm kinda sitting up, but not really. And then I'm going to press my thighs together a bit close, leaving a gap for your head. And all you have to do is lay down on your stomach, tilt your head up a little, between my thighs, not looking at mommy's panties, okay? I can tell if you're stealing glances. This is just for treatment, okay? Now then, I'll close my thighs, and now you're trapped, with no way of escaping, because I'm going to lock you in by wrapping my legs behind your head. Now all you can see is me, my body. Feel my thighs, the warm, pillowy goodness that you've been craving all your life. And now you're getting it, because you deserve it, my good boy. Yes, you do. You do deserve it. If you start to suffocate, just tap on the outside of my thighs, okay? Although dying by thighs seems to be a desirable outcome for you, I'm not here to send you to the afterlife. I'm here to save you, remember? That's it. Just embrace the warmth. Feel the thighs swallow you whole, hugging you so much better than anyone else in your life has. Isn't it nice? Feeling it take over your body. Submit yourself to the thylogen. Feel it consume you. And tomorrow, you'll wake up alive and wanting more.